Welcome back to the Good Weekend Podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to the Psalms again this week, where I'll be reading the first seven verses of Psalm 107 from the Common English Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Kimberly Orr, Associate General Secretary of Discipleship Ministries of the United Methodist Church and the publisher of The Upper Room. Psalm 107 opens with a Hebrew imperative, Hodu. Hey everyone, let's give thanks. Why? Because Yahweh is good and faithful. How can I be sure that God is good? The fact that the congregation is standing there after the Exodus and the exile shows that God faithfully led them out of their dead-end situation onto a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. The opening of the psalm shows a people without direction or purpose, trying but failing to survive by their own wits. They have hemmed themselves into a no-win situation. Out of desperation, they cry out to the Lord, and before the verse can take a breath, God snatches them out of their box canyon and sets their feet on the path that leads to provision and life. Choosing covenant faithlessness over faithfulness exposes the people of Israel to the dangers of the wasteland. Yet even amid their infidelity, God is still present among them. God provides manna and quail after the Exodus event. See Exodus 16, verses 11 and 12. And later, the Lord even pulls up stakes and goes into exile with the people. See Ezekiel, chapters 10 and 11. God's presence did not, however, prevent them from suffering the consequences of their choices. We can sense that a mature and robust faith is blooming within us when we are able to hold both of these realities in tension. God is with us, and life is hard. Can we dare to walk away from our idols of Christian perfectionism and self-reliance? Can we risk, even when life is messy and we are in need, giving thanks for God's abiding presence among us? Lord, You are good, and Your covenant love endures forever. Set our feet firmly on the path that leads to life. Increase our awareness of Your abiding presence, even when things may not go according to our plans or meet our expectations. Amen. Now, a question for your personal reflection this week. Recall difficult times in your faith journey. How did you experience God's steadfast love through these times? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We will start a worship series called Living a Christ-Centered Life in a Selfie-Centered World, which will focus on social media and mental health, especially for our children and youth. Pastor Jenny's sermon title will be Getting the Message Out. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. For more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.